At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
2 minutes after 2 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So Aaron Judge is going for more imaging this week. And based on the comments that Brian Cashman made last week, the Yankees are not expecting a clean bill of health here with Aaron Judge. And remember, until Judge gets that news where he can start doing everything with his upper body, meaning lifting weights, swinging a baseball bat, until he gets cleared to do that, Aaron Judge is still a ways away from returning. Because once he gets that clearance, it's almost like going to spring training all over again. Even though he's obviously well put together, strong dude, one of the great baseball players that we have seen, Aaron Judge is still going to need time to get back into shape because he hasn't been able to do anything with his upper body. Those baseball activities slash even activities in general, like lifting weights. Which I guess they count as baseball. I'm sure they count that as baseball activities. I don't know. Is that really a baseball activity? Like when I was growing up, the guys that hit third in the order or fourth in the order, they didn't look like they went to the gym ever. And they had pot bellies. They had mustaches. They probably ripped heaters and were at strip clubs till 3 in the morning. You know, I remember when my three hitters were John Kruk and Rob Deere. Now people, I don't know if I can, you know, I don't want to say his name because it might have 400 people call up the radio station. What's the guy in Harry Potter that we can't say his name? Voldemort? Voldemort? Is that his name?
Voldemort.
That's why when I called Aragorn instead of Aragorn. Or I called him Aragorn instead of Aragorn when Eddie was still working here and was all mad at me. I'm like, Eddie, it's 3 in the morning. You know, you're going to ask me to get a pronunciation correct? But now there's some baseball players where people are like, that guy's overweight. No. John Kruk was... My three hitters, four hitters back in the day were the John Kruks and the Rob Deers of the world. They had pot bellies. But until we get that news with Aaron Judge that he is fully cleared, which it doesn't sound like it's going to be this week. I mean, the Yankees flat out told you they're not expecting it. That means whatever imaging results we get from Aaron Judge as he's getting more imaging this week, it won't probably shine a lot of light on when Aaron Judge is going to return. Like, I don't think it's going to be great news. The Yankees have already prepped us for that. I don't think it's going to be horrible news. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. My original projection for Aaron Judge returning to the lineup was mid-August. That was my original projection, which left another month and a half in the season for him to get his sea legs back, get some ABs before October. But based on the Cashman comments last week, which I understand if it made you fearful. I know there are Yankee fans out there that don't think Judge is coming back. I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm not in the camp of Aaron Judge is not returning to a baseball field this year. I fully expect him back. I don't think he's going to come back in mid-August. I think it'll be closer to September now, probably early September, which still gives Aaron Judge plenty of time to get enough reps, get enough ABs, get enough moments in the regular season to get him sharp and probably, let's be honest, refreshed, rested, ready to go for a push to a World Series, which will be a path that is very advantageous for the Yankees. You're probably going to see multiple teams out of the Central, which we know how the Yankees fare against teams from the Central when it comes to October postseason baseball. The Mariners are sleepless in Seattle. The Rangers, even though they're, I think, at top of the division, it's kind of been back and forth, but I think they're up a game and a half now. The Rangers stink. Toronto can't get out of their own way. Baltimore has been massive underachievers in the first half. Tampa's good. I wouldn't call them great. They're good, though. They're good. Detroit was coming on strong, and then they kind of had a rough weekend against the Phillies, which is common to most teams playing the Phillies. And boy, wouldn't that be something, Don Mattingly versus the Yankees in the World Series? Not sure about the Philly part, but I certainly think the Yankees are getting there. Especially once they get healthy, which is going to take time, probably longer than most would have liked, including the Yankees, including Aaron Judge. But I would take a guess that Max Fried, based on everything I've read, that Max Fried will be back late July. Feels like he's been out forever, too. I think Fried got hurt during the first round of the playoffs, the basketball playoffs. Yeah, Fried could have a rehab assignment on Friday. So you figure a couple of rehab assignments, he's back by late July, Max Fried, which is a huge boost for this team. And then it gives the Yankees those three aces at the top of their rotation, which makes them extraordinarily dangerous anytime, but especially in October, when you can go Schlittler, Fried, Cole. I mean, Gerrit Cole's your third starter. You're cooking with gas. And I understand Max Fried has some demons in October that he's got to exercise, but join the club when it comes to the Yankees. You can add Judge and Boone and Bellinger and others to that list. But I don't see that big-time challenger in the American League. So Fried back end of the month in all likelihood. Stanton. Boy, your guess is as good as mine with him. It's tough to say. I'm still going to hold out that Stanton will come back and be Stanton because he was Stanton early this year. I mean, he was hitting the ball like crazy early on. And then obviously went on a summer sabbatical, which has lasted longer than it normally does. Let's say September for Stanton and Aaron Judge, I would say early September is a fair expectation based on what we've heard now and what I think we're going to hear this week when Judge goes for more imaging. I don't think it's going to be doomsday result. I don't think it's going to be, hey, Aaron Judge is ready to, because Brian Cashman said it. They're not expecting, if they're saying that, the Yankees, then they fully expect Aaron Judge to not be fully cleared for upper body activities. And until he's fully cleared, Aaron Judge can't start ramping back up. He can't start on that climb back to the big leagues and back to playing for the Yankees. So let's call it September for Judge as well. And then you have the trade deadline, which the Yankees are going to add multiple reinforcements. Coming up, we will, or by we I mean me, I will give you my do's and don'ts for the Yankees at the trade deadline, which, according to my calculation, now I'm bad with dates when it comes to sports. Sometimes I'm like, when's this date? When's, who knows? But I do know the trade deadline. I know it is August 3rd. I do know that. And I do know that that is, let's call it 25 days. It's probably not 25 days, but I just said let's call it 25 days. I didn't say it is 25 days. I said let's call it 25 days. This is New York. Sometimes you go to the store, you buy something, hey, give me $20. You're like, okay. If I walked in an hour from now, would it be less? I mean, can I come back later? Let's call it 25 days. But either way, it is rapidly approaching, and it's going to be a bigger topic here on the radio station. Obviously, now it's the malaise of the... Usually, there's a big story during the All-Star game slash week here of a pending free agent or big-time trade that's coming. I don't get that vibe going into this All-Star break in Philly and this All-Star game in Derby in Philly. I don't know if that exists, but obviously, this is not a free agent or something like that. But the Judge news, I think, is the one that we're all kind of waiting on, and that could sort of hijack the All-Star game and All-Star festivities as far as the story, even if it's just middle of the road, which is what I expect it to be. I don't think it's doomsday, but I don't think it's Aaron Judge's returning.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Within a month. I think we're more looking at month and a half, which is early September. But I remain optimistic that Aaron will return. And he'll return fresh, ready to go for the Yankees' push to the World Series, which I believe they will take part in for the second time in 3 years. As far as the Mets, I look at several positives going into this All-Star break. McClain, Scott, Thornton, Ewing, Bench, Soto, extending Clay Holmes, Bo Bichette, who I hope will opt in because I think he's going to have a monster second half and a monster year next year. I understand the season he's having, but I think Francisco Lindor is still a big-time positive for this team. He's still a star player. He's still an all-star caliber player, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, 90 RBIs, 100 runs scored. Whatever's going on with him this year, I know that, I think it was Tiki, sort of speculated perhaps that Lindor suffered a concussion early on. I think it might have even been the first series against the Pirates. I don't have an explanation for it. I really don't. But I know what type of player he is. I know what type of leader he is. And the comment that Francisco Lindor made, this was his message when asked about his message to Met fans ahead of the second half of the season, which is really more talking about the first half. Lindor, quote, "It's unacceptable. They shouldn't be happy with where we're at and how we are playing and how I'm playing." So Francisco Lindor being very candid there, being very honest with himself and everybody out there as far as the Met fans that aren't happy. And look, I always look for the positives. I would be a hell of a lot happier if the record was better. So I think sometimes people misconstrued my positivity with happiness. It's more about finding the bright light in what times can be a dark room. More than it is, yay, they're in last place. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Luke in the late night here on the Fan. Yankees, Mets, all on the table here. We'll mix in a little football as we go. Let's head to Ed in Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
Lukey.
Hey, what's happening?
Everything's good. Love the dance music. Love it.
Thank you.
About the Mets, man. You know, listen, man, I heard you there. I just tuned in, so I heard you a little bit about, I don't know, I guess you taking shots on Twitter. You know, people like trashing you because of the positivity. And I just want to say, I would never do that, Tommy. Even though I can't get on a train, I've told you that before, I cannot get on a train with you, and I appreciate you saving a seat for me. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
But I can't do. But I would never trash you because I wouldn't abandon you like you mentioned. Because you don't abandon someone, a friend, a brother. Because you know, I look at it like, you know, if I got a friend, good friend, brother, cousin, who, you know, who's going through hard times. Maybe his wife is sleeping around. Maybe his job's in the toilet. His career, you know, everything. You know, you can't abandon that person. You know, even they remain positive. You got to be there for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I have to, like, you know, pretend like everything's all right. You know, I know you're not pretending, but, you know, I just can't do it. So, you know, while I'm not going to be negative Nancy all the time and, you know, bring you down or, you know, bring my friend down if he's going through something like that, you know, I got to support him. But I just can't get on that train. I just really can't. And I just think this year the train is totally derailed. And, you know, that's okay. If you don't want to look at it that way, that's fine. You know, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said before, Ed, there's always going to be a seat on it for you and everybody else. And I understand if I'm the only one on it for a while. My thing is that even though there are people that are, quote, done with Positive Tommy, Positive Tommy will never be done with you. And you could always join the positivity train when you are comfortable to do so. Or when the Mets are winning, which is probably what it would take.
I'll get on the train once it's back on the rails, Tommy. You know what I mean? You don't get on a train. When the train is derailed and it's upside down, you don't get on the train.
Yeah, listen, let Positive Tommy be my cross to bear. It doesn't have to be yours. I respect that.
Yeah. But and one thing about Lindor, you know, look, I love Lindor. He's a great player. I think he's a very good player. And it's not about politics. You know, it's not because of whose wife gets along with who and whatever. Mm-hmm. I just don't think, I think long term, I think it would be best if Lindor maybe moved on and it became Soto's team. I really do. It's not that it's anyone's fault. I just think it's not working out. And I don't know, maybe a couple years down the road, I don't see it. But I just think it might be better if that happened and then the Mets moved on and with the young guys. The young guys are great. They're looking good.
Yes, they are.
The guys you mentioned. There is reason for hope, you know, even in the darkness. And it is dark, Tommy. I mean, let's be real about it. I mean, it's pitch black. But, you know, you guys, you mentioned Scott McClain, Ewing, Bench, those guys. And Thornton looked great.
Yes, he did. And he's going to get another. He's going to get another start out of the break. And the other thing, too, is you still have a ton of money in ownership. Steve Cohen is going to want to spend, which, look, and I'm for one thinking that whatever happens next year as far as the collective bargaining agreement, I think it's going to be more of a salary floor than a salary cap. I think baseball wants the Dodgers and Mets and Phillies and Yankees and all those teams to continue to spend. They just want the Royals and Angels and Athletics to spend with them. Maybe not on the level, but they want them to spend too.
Do you think we get a half a season? Your call, you know, over under half a season next
over.
Year? Over. Okay.
Over.
I'm not sure about it, Tommy. I got to say,
less than a half a season. That would be very unfortunate for a lot of people for baseball. Think about how important baseball here is to everybody. To think that we would be playing, you know, 80-something games or less than that would be extremely unfortunate.
Yes, I agree. Well, let's hope you're right, Tommy. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep listening. I like the show. you keep up, you do what you do, Tommy, and I'm there for you. I haven't abandoned you. You know what I mean? I'll let you, be positive, and once the train is back on the rails, I might take a seat, okay?
Okay, the seats are there. The seats are there on the positivity train. Great in-flight movie, or in-train movie, I should say. Great food. But I understand what I'm selling right now, not everybody wants to buy. By the way, I had a revelation. This was on Thursday, as I was doing a five-hour Big Lugowski, five-hour after hours, open night. And normally I don't do this because I had an inkling that this was the case, but it wasn't until I did it, and I didn't do it on purpose, I just did it. But it made me realize something. You know, long at this great radio station, there have been certain topics or athletes that if you just mention their name, it will light up the phones or it will make people respond passionately one way or the other. Sometimes just one way, but other times a little bit polarizing on both ends. And there have been many cases like that through the years. And sometimes it fades because the player retires or people just eventually get sick of talking about it. Or there's just topics. Steroids, the Astros cheating scandal, that kind of take over. And it's all anybody wants to talk about. And the mere mention of it, like, you could just jam it in. You could be talking about anything. And you go, blah, 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 I was doing this, I was doing that, and the Knicks and the Giants. And the Astros cheating scandal, by the way. Brrr, a million different calls. I want to talk about the Astros cheating scandal. I want to talk about A-Rod. I want to talk about Matt Harvey. I'm just giving you athletes that we would just mention their name, and everyone would want to call and talk about that person. Well, I had a revelation on Thursday. And this one is because I feel like right now we haven't had that time. I guess the closest thing we have is if a host came on the air and said, hey, I'm in full support of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman keeping their jobs for the rest of their lives. If you were to say that, then you'd go, what are you kidding me? That would garner that sort of reaction. And perhaps if you do that, you get promoted to afternoon drive. That might be. So maybe I'll start doing that. So instead of 2:20 a.m., I'll be on at 2:20 p.m. But there's a new one. There's a new name. If you say it on the air, you don't even have to give an opinion on it. You don't have to say it. You just have to say Pete Alonso. That's all you have to say. All you have to say is Pete Alonso. Because Pete Alonso now represents the Met offseason and the sort of hatred for David Stearns. So all you say is Pete Alonso. And it will create this firestorm of calls and passionate takes. And you could say, Mets, eh. David Stearns, okay, we're getting warmer. That's certainly good. Steve Cohen, eh. Lindor, eh. Soto, eh. Pete Alonso. Ooh, Pete Alonso, okay. And obviously, Pete Alonso will be, he's already had one visit to New York this year when the Orioles face the Yankees. He will have a second visit later on this season. And this one is the one as he returns to Citi Field. So it's not something that's kind of going anywhere. But yeah, my revelation now is that Pete Alonso has joined that list. Pete Rose, steroids, A-Rod, Astros cheating scandal, Matt Harvey, Eli Manning Hall of Fame, Wilpons need to sell the team. If George was still alive, Brian Cashman needs to get fired. Pete Alonso has joined that list. it has become almost larger than life what has happened with that situation. Like I said, I don't have to offer an opinion on it, even though that's my job. I don't have to say anything. I just have to say his name. And I may do that now on shows just for fun. Like an Easter egg. Or like, Where's Waldo? Like, I'll just be talking about, well, you know, listen, I have giant expectations this year. John Harbaugh comes in, CEO, taskmaster, you know, the adult in the room. But I really love the pairing of Harbaugh, Jackson Dart. And this was a must move for the Giants. They had to add John Harbaugh as their head coach. And credit to them, they did that. But with that, to me, there are now giant expectations, Pete Alonso. And with those expectations come, I believe, a lot of victories. And look, there's precedent for what happened last year, Pete Alonso. You have the Bears, new coach, new quarterback. They made it to the divisional round. Chicago did. You have the Patriots, Pete Alonso, new coach, young quarterback, made it to the Super Bowl. You, of course, have the Jaguars, new coach, young quarterback. They made it to the wild card round, Pete Alonso. And now you have Jackson Dart, young quarterback, new head coach with a new team in Harbaugh. And I don't understand why the Giants can't be any one of those three teams that I just mentioned, Pete Alonso, this season. That's why I have giant expectations. Plus, I love the roster. I really think Joe Shane, Pete Alonso, has done a good job. And you know who agrees with me? Pete Alonso. No. John Harbaugh, for one. And the Giants brass, because Joe Shane got an extension, and Harbaugh picked this team that Joe Shane has built. And with training camp only a few weeks away, football will be now in the really trade deadline, obviously, baseball, but once that, then you get the dog days of August, waiting on Aaron Judge to return, all the fallout from the trade deadline, football will be center stage, and the Giants will be very much at the center of that center stage, not only locally, but nationally. I think the Giants are going to have a ton of hype based on their head coach, their quarterback, and the fact that this brand, this giant brand that's been dormant for a while, and the NFL is very much happy to have them back, with the Giants now back at the forefront here with huge expectations, or in my case, giant expectations, I think this football team will be a major topic. Like I said, not only locally, but nationally, which with that comes a lot of hype. And sometimes when there's a lot of hype, there is extremely high expectations, which I have set. And often when you have those two things sort of line up, the team that has those expectations falls short, which I would deem very disappointing. Based on precedent of last year, in the scenarios I just played out for you, what happened in New England, Jacksonville, Chicago, where the Giants, I think, are fair comps to all three of those teams. Plus last year, where to me it was about coaching, the Giants would have won more games last year had they had competent coaching, and they had started Dart from the beginning, which I think I was the one that wore a Start Dart sign on his shirt for a month and change. So I was right about that. And I think a roster that's getting better and better. I thought they had a good offseason. I thought they had a good draft, the Giants did. I thought they had a good free agency class that they brought in. I would want the Giants to meet the mark and meet the giant expectations that I have. And if they don't, I will be massively disappointed. And I don't think you get positive Tommy in that spot if the Giants fall short of it. I don't. Because I think the Giants are ready to win now, and I'm not looking at moral victories or baby steps. Not with the way football has been in this town, specifically with the Giants, who are held to high standards. And you're going to be held to even higher standards when you find the two most important things in football, which is head coach, quarterback, which even if you don't believe in the quarterback yet, you know the head coach comes with an incredible resume. Over 600 winning percentage, Super Bowl champion, most road playoff victories of all time as far as a head coach, a leader of men, a culture builder, somebody that can walk into that door and I believe turn the Giants into a winner overnight. Because this team has forgotten how to win. And also they got a lot of young players that you're trying to build a winning program. And even though it feels like sometimes that doesn't happen overnight, I think it can. I do. I think the NFL is so crazy like that, that yes, it can happen overnight. And I expect it to. And if it doesn't, I'll be massively disappointed. And with that disappointment, I think you will not get positive Tommy when it comes to that, because I have a different mindset when it comes to my Giant expectations going into this football season. Health, obviously, being a big thing. If they get hurt, then I'll change my sort of feelings about the team if they're struggling. But obviously, this is with the idea that Dort stays healthy. Malik Nabers, your guess is as good as mine. Let's call it week four, week five, week six with his return. I would imagine Scadaboo would be healthy right out of the gate. The Giants have certainly indicated that, you know, several times. So I expect at least the running game to be intact. The Giants added a fullback, so smash mouth football, pound the rock. This team better be great on defense. I mean, how many more first round picks, how many more picks in the top 10 do they need to use on defensive players? It was never a roster thing for me with the Giants, albeit some holes, obviously, you know, the secondary linebacker, but they added two linebackers in the offseason, Edmonds and Reese. So I expect them to be way better at linebacker. Secondary could be a problem, but if you have this pass rush, which they should have, even with Dexter Lawrence departing, that should help the secondary woes. But that's where my head's at. Giant expectations, playoffs, whatever win total gets you to the playoffs. It could be 8, it could be 9, it could be 10. But to me, a playoff appearance is bare minimum. That's what happens when you hire Harbaugh. That's what happens when I believe in the quarterback. That's what happens when I see what the Patriots did last year and the Bears did last year and what the Jags did last year. All three in similar situations to the Giants. Outhouse to the penthouse. The Patriots being the most famous of that, going to the Super Bowl. Got exposed when they got there, but still, hey, you made it to the Super Bowl way ahead of schedule. Now, the NFC is a tough conference, so let's just start with getting to the playoffs first and going from there. But I think those are extremely fair expectations. And I don't think I'm going to be the only one saying that on this radio station and throughout the Giant fan base and social media, et cetera, et cetera. Because how could you not be intoxicated with the hiring of Harbaugh and the quarterback play, albeit a small sample size, but still all the things that you saw out of Jackson Dart that would get you super excited for him being the signal caller of the Giants for a very, very, very long time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Coming up, my do's and don'ts for the Yankees with the trade deadline rapidly approaching. We'll get into what happened with the Conor McGregor, I guess we'll call it fight, on Saturday night. So there's a lot to discuss. Little World Cup as well. We'll mix that in over the next 2.5 hours. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Your phone calls as well. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now
on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
237 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A couple of programming notes for the rest of the week here. I am on every night. No games, obviously, but we do have a special Odyssey baseball show that will be airing between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. That's Monday night, so later on tonight. So I will join you at 9 o'clock till 1 a.m., but then the rest of the week, 7 p.m. to 12. So a lot of land there, a lot of real estate. So we'll be bringing back some of the segments that I know many of you in the audience miss, including Ask Tommy Anything, including Settle the Debate. So if you do have an STD that you'd like to share, you can present that to me this week. I'm not sure when we're going to do them, to be honest with you. I probably should, but, you know, who cares? I mean, you'll know. When I know, you'll know. But they'll be at some point in these shows coming up. So Ask Tommy Anything, Settle the Debate. And if you're new to After Hours, Ask Tommy Anything. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Just ask me anything. And then Settle the Debate, or STD as we like to call it, is you present a debate to me that you have with your friends, either around the water cooler, which I don't even know if that sort of thing exists anymore. People don't really go in the office anymore. So whatever you argue about on social media or in your group chats, just a debate that you've had with your friends that hasn't had a clear victor. And you'll present that debate to me, and I will do my best here on After Hours to settle that debate. We may introduce a new segment as well. So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff coming up, including, because I did do a little digging, a little research on this. Because as you know, I have three full-time producers, at least I used to. I really only have one full-time producer now, and that's Fliegelman. The other two chooches I never see. I think Connor Green might have moved on. Connor Green I always thought was a superhero. You know, Connor Green sounds like the Green Lantern. And if you look at him, he looks like a superhero when they're just doing their day-to-day activities. It's like, I've known the guy forever. He hasn't aged. He looks like he's 25 for the last 10 years. So something's up there. But I haven't seen him. And I don't know when I'm going to see him again. But there is somebody returning to After Hours on Tuesday. Paul Rosenberg. Paul Rosenberg, who is across the bear for me, not only as a friend, which a long time ago I saw him as a puppy on the side of the road, and I said, okay, kid, get up. We'll be friends. I'll introduce you to this wonderful life of Lou Gower, and you can be in my inner circle as a friend. He had no life, no direction. I think as far as his salary went here, he owed the company money. So it wasn't going very well for him. And I figured we'll rub some Lou Gower pixie dust on him and we'll sort of get him into shape. And then, of course, like most friends, you know, he finds a lady friend and he, you know, I'm yesterday's news, but I digress. He has been out with said lady friend. And by the way, he calls her his lady friend. I'm not calling her that. He calls her that. Took the guy 30 years for anybody to actually say anything to him as far as a female, and now he calls her his lady friend. But anywho, Paul has been out for a month. He will be back Tuesday night for a five-hour show. And a couple things better be there. He better have my brownies that he's owed me for about 2 months, the Cosmic Brownies. He's had an excuse a mile long every single time I've asked for him. Life has dealt me a bad hand. I don't care what the hell life has dealt you. Get me my damn brownies. Join the club. Life has dealt you a bad hand. What am I, living in a mansion with Sydney Sweeney? Last time I checked, I'm not. Talking on the radio at 3 in the morning. So let's just get me my Cosmic Brownies, which he's owed me for a month. Every time, oh, the store's out of them. Well, go to another store. Order them online. I don't care what you have to do. Get them to me. And he better have brought me something back from Disney. He has not reached out to me. He has not contacted me. He has not made any sort of overtures to me as his friend, as his essentially his boss. He has not said a word to me, even though I made specific demands before he left that I would like something back from Disney. And I didn't say that I wouldn't pay for it once he came back, like reimburse him. Obviously, I'm not in Disney. So if he wanted to bring me something back and nice gesture here, what did it cost? But it's just, I want the effort. I want Paul Rosenberg to show me that he cares about this radio show and that he'll make some type of effort towards it instead of just showing here and sitting there like a lump on a log. You know, it's been me and Fliegelman here for a month and my other two producers are nowhere to be found.
Can you be the glue of a workplace if you don't check in with anybody for 2+ weeks?
No, absolutely not. Now, it's self-proclaimed that he's the glue. And what he does is he wears down these hosts that do 4 or 5 hour shows. And by that third or fourth hour, they'll just basically say anything. So Rosenberg will hand them a script to say nice things about him. That he's a glue of the station, or he's a legend, or all these things. Meanwhile, he's none of these things. Because he has gone completely AWOL. He has disappeared. He's gone on what I would say is too long of a Disney trip. You could do Disney in 5 to 7 days. He's been gone for multiple weeks. He went to Florida, not Mars. People have flown around the moon and have gotten back faster than it has been for him to go to Orlando, which is a 1 hour flight, basically. But he is not the glue of this radio station. Nope. He is, as far as I'm concerned, abandoned this radio show. He has turned his back on After Hours. He didn't even check in with me once during his vacation. So he better come here bearing gifts. That's all I know. He better have the brownies. He better have something from Disney. And he better be ready to go because he is returning to the show Tuesday night. I caught a couple of things he said on social media where, of course, he's fear-mongering with the weather, which... He missed the heat dome here, which is basically a Super Bowl. But we'll be sure to hear what... I know a lot of people in the audience enjoy the interactions. Thankfully, somebody is, because I don't. I know people in the audience enjoy my interactions with Paul. And I can tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Those interactions you hear on the radio are the interactions that I have with him off the air. I can promise you that. With just more curse words. Because he is just incompetent. He's a buffoon. and he just puts a little care into this radio show, including not reaching out to me this week. Tuesday night, open night, up against the All-Star game. What are you planning for the show, Paul? You got anything planned? I'm planning all these bits and segments. I've reached out to guests. Where are you? You're hanging out with Daffy Duck for 3 weeks. I think Daffy Duck is Looney Tunes. You've been hanging out with Donald Duck! That'd be some good crossover, though. Like, if Daffy Duck shows up at Disney, would he be like, hey, would the Looney Tunes people be upset with him? Wouldn't that be a nice crossover? It's not that I meant Donald Duck. I actually meant Daffy Duck. But I was like, I don't want to go Donald Duck. But there's another. Who's the Lady Duck? Isn't there like a Lady Duck that's down there with him? Donald has a wife, I think. Like, there's Mickey and Minnie. And then I thought there was Daisy. Daisy Duck, I think. Let's go with Daisy for now. But this moron has been down in Disney for weeks. He comes back to, I assume he's back. We have a show on Tuesday night. And he hasn't reached out to me. Doesn't have a guest booked. Doesn't have an idea for a segment. This is All-Star break where anything and everything is on the table. It's the slowest week in sports. Nothing. Nothing. In fact, my prediction, and by the way, stay tuned for this because I know the audience loves it. He will come here and play the victim card. He will expect a king's welcome. He will expect me to say, oh, Paul, great to see you. Let me buy you dinner. Yeah, fat chance of that happening. The summer's gravy train is gone, pal. I'm not buying you nothing. Four weeks you've been gone. Maybe longer. I didn't even realize we had that much vacation. Maybe I'll start taking some vacation around here. The glue, huh? All right. Well, we'll see. Tuesday night. 5 hour after hours. Me and Rosenberg back in the saddle again. He better have my brownies. He better have something from Disney. And he better bring something to the table. Otherwise, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. Because I'm not holding back. Because it's basically been me and Fliegelman in the foxhole here. And I love Papa Giorgio, the part-timers, and all those guys, but where are my producers? First year of a show here. Basically slagging around Disney with Goofy. He definitely is a Disney character. That one I got right. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, my do's and don'ts for the Yankees at the trade deadline, plus my thoughts on Conor McGregor, my thoughts on the World Cup, the baseball, Mets, Yankees, all of that stuff. Football starts again in a couple of weeks. And by starting again, I mean training camp, which is a bunch of guys running around in their underwear. But you get the idea. You know, preseason will be in August. Who cares? No, I know people care. I'm not going to be totally... I'll be... honest with you, storylines-wise, I'll be into it. But as far as the games itself, to me, the preseason is all about be healthy, stay healthy, see you week one. Michael joins us from Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, I want to tell you right now, I do not have a sexually transmitted disease, and I'm going to tell you why.
No, you just need to settle the debate. Yeah, I don't know where your brain is, but for an STD, it's settle the debate. So if you have a debate that you'd like to share.
I'm going to tell you and anybody that's listening, okay? It's very easy.
Yeah.
When you're with somebody...
Well, hold on a second. We've all been, you know, okay. We've all had sex.
All right, that's fine.
We've all had sex.
Okay, my question.
I appreciate where you're going with that, but we all, when I say STD, I mean settle the debate. And we all, like I said, we've all gone to sex ed, so we know the deal. We know the precautions.
Here's the debate on this one, okay? And I agree with you. I think the Giants are going to be good this year. I really do. But, and I think Jackson Dart is going to, you know, make it into at least the top 10 in quarterbacks in the league. Who's running the football?
Scataboo, Tyrone Tracy.
You can't tell me Tyrone Tracy's not getting it done.
Well, listen, they beefed up the offensive line. They use a top 10 pick on it. They've signed a fullback that had a lot of success with the Ravens. They're bringing in a system in Baltimore where they ran the ball at an extremely high clip. So I think the combination of those two and Jackson Dart, I think will bring a big-time power running game to this team.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. And listen, Scottaboo was playing great before he got hurt, and Tracy has shown some levels of success in his first couple of years with the Giants.
He just doesn't have, I don't know. I mean, when I first saw Tiki Barber back in 1995, I'm like, this guy's going to be good. And he obviously was.
Well, nobody's expecting Tyrone Tracy to be Tiki Barber, but to be the Giants' all-time leading rusher. But he's working in a committee here with Scat. And like I said, I think Dart is still going to be a running quarterback. I don't think they're going to put the training wheels on him. I think they're going to want him to be careful. Why wouldn't they? But I still think he's going to run the football, Dart.
I don't want my quarterback running the football. They get hurt.
Yeah, but if you're smart about it, Russell Wilson used to run all the time, but he was smart about it. You just got to avoid unnecessary contact. You don't want Jackson Dart running at all. I don't like that either. I think that's a big part of his energy, his excitement, and his game.
I understand it, but I want a pocket passer.
But Jackson Dart is part of. But he's not a pocket passer. He's a guy that likes to run around a little bit.
Yeah, you got to stay in the pocket,
but,
man.
But no, you don't, because Mahomes, the pocket passer's a dying breed. For every Matthew Stafford, there just aren't that many of them anymore. That's really a relic part of football. Guys move now. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson.
I know that,
Dart,
too, because you see it.
Hurts.
I mean, you see it in college, too. I mean, they're always getting out of the pocket when they should be staying in there.
It's part of the position now. The guys want to get out and run. Even Mendoza, the first overall pick, I mean, he's a little bit more of a pocket passer, but he still moved when he needed to. I think you need to have it in your repertoire. I think you need to have it in your toolbox.
But what happened to the dude in Miami? I mean, Tua Tagovailoa,
he suffered a lot of concussions. He's also extremely undersized. He probably pushed it too much when he got the concussions to go back on the field. But, you know, you're using an example of extreme one where a guy suffered a lot of concussions. Jackson Dart only had one concussion last year.
I hear you. All right. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Well Michael, actually, before you go, what was the whole thing you were saying in the beginning there? I know I cut you off, but what are you talking about? I know if you have an STD or if you get in the mix here, what are you supposed to do?
No, it's a perfect way to avoid an STD.
What's that? A settle the debate. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You bring a lime. My nickname in college was Lime Boy. LIME. You know, like citrus fruit?
Yeah.
And you squeeze it where you need to squeeze it.
Got it.
And if she jumps, it's not good.
Sorry, I asked. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect? This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game. By the way, when we say STD on this show, let me be clear. It means settle the debate. And when I say if you have an STD, it means you have a settle the debate, meaning you have a debate that you need me to settle. It's a segment that we did for quite some time here, especially in the winter, slower months, and just more opportunities to do it because we didn't have as many Yankee games. We didn't have any Yankee games because it was the offseason. The Nets don't play as often, so we had more open nights, as we call it. So it was a segment that we did here, settle the debate. So, I don't know if it's a great example, but for example, Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. Christina Aguilera versus Britney Spears. By the way, Christina Aguilera, every day and twice on Sunday. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. So I'm flipping through the channels the other night, and I stumbled on something that made me laugh. Let me get it here exactly, but it was Summer League Basketball, and it was Spurs versus us. It was Knicks versus Spurs, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, coming off of the NBA Finals, how anticlimactic is it now? The next time I see the Knicks and Spurs on my television screen, sort of, is during a Summer League game, and obviously it's just the young players. It's not the stars. Or even close to that. And the final score was 70-49 San Antonio. So congratulations, you were able to get some sort of revenge on us as you took a Summer League game against the Summer League Knicks, we'll call them. But I'm just flipping through and I'm like, here we were a couple of weeks ago and you turn it on and you see Knicks Spurs and it's for all the marbles, it's for the richest prize in the game. And now we turn on the television, and I never watch Summer League. I don't know if that makes me less of a fan, but I'm just not watching Summer League basketball. I'm sorry. But for whatever reason, it just happened to be on the path of me channel surfing, and I stumbled on Knicks Spurs, and the Spurs won 70-49. So they got a little, here's a little revenge. And now next year, when we beat you again in the finals, Wemby will have to shake hands with Jalen Brunson. And oh, by the way, we'll knock out Philly, we'll knock out Boston, and I have a very special seat saved for the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you. We have to talk about the do's and don'ts, of course, of the Yankee trade deadline. I've been teasing it a lot. We will pay that off this coming hour. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.